Good evening. I'm Ben, and welcome to the show where you and I gather around this campfire to share our scariest experiences. So whether you're a new or returning camper, I'm happy to have you. Growing up, it's easy to remember things incorrectly, or more infuriatingly, remember something that is entirely discredited by members of your family. Tonight we hear Charlie's story about encountering a real-life monster in the back of an ice cream truck. So, without further ado, do you want to hear a ghost story? My story is a shared story. Both my sister and I experienced it, but up until the day they died, our parents denied that these events ever happened. I am in my late 50s now, but when the story unfolded, I was 12. You can do the math yourself to figure out when this occurs. However, a quick Google search after you hear my story should suffice. I was sitting in my room with the door closed. My parents ended dinner early. They barely spoke a word to each other for the entire meal anyway. And it was like everyone was on razor wire, 1,000 feet up. Afraid one wrong word or step would send the entire dinner into chaos. This would happen often. My sister and I thrust into a soup of tension, wondering what we did wrong. Looking back now, I know we did nothing. But when you're a kid, you rarely can see the world through that wider lens. I looked around my room and could hear the muffled argument and screaming butting up against my door. I noticed the unkept pile of toys, clothes, and everything else. I thought that maybe if I cleaned my room, it would make my parents happy. So I went to work. I started with the pile of toys. I picked them up and walked them over to my closet and threw them in, you know, making my room real spick and span. But when I turned back to move my clothes into the closet as well, I saw that I missed a toy, my Hot Wheel, one of my newest ones. I picked it up and headed to the window. I opened the window up to let in some nice fresh air, and hopefully some extra sound to drown out my parents. I started playing with the car, holding it up so it looked like it was driving on the road. I lost track of the world, falling into one of my own making, where I was a drag racer speeding down my street and winning all the races. When a truck did go down my street, really slow, an ice cream truck. It was pretty late, the streetlights had just come on, but ice cream is ice cream. Again, in my childish wisdom, I thought that maybe if I got something for my parents, it would make them stop fighting. First, I needed money. Obviously, my parents were out of the question right now, but my older sister was getting paid for her chores. I opened my door to the horrible choir of screams bellowing up from the floor below. I slinked past the stairs, careful to not be seen or attract the attention of my parents, and headed towards my sister's door. I froze as the shouting stopped for a moment. My sister's door flew open like a silent mousetrap as she reached out and grabbed me, pulling me into her room, closing the door behind her quietly as my parents returned to their fight. "Are you dumb?" she whispered as I got back on my feet. "No, I just..." She held up a finger to her lips and made a gesture indicating that I needed to lower my voice. "Whisper. I was just coming to ask if you saw the ice cream truck and wanted to go get some. We could bring some home for Mom and Dad to stop their fight." "So to answer my question, yes, you are. Risking Mom and Dad's wrath to... what, talk me into chasing down an ice cream truck that isn't even open?" "Wait, how did you know it's not open?" I said, no longer caring to whisper. "It wasn't playing any music, and it has lights off." "So you did see it." That's not the point, Charlie. We're not going after the ice cream truck. Fine, give me the money. I'll go." "No, you're a child. Mom and Dad are already at each other's throats, and you think I'm gonna, what, give them a common enemy and me?"
"What if we just go for a bike ride with some money? If we run into the ice cream truck, then sweet. Please, I know you need out of the house too."
Okay, fine. Open the window." We quietly shimmied down off the roof and ducked under the windows as we headed towards our bikes in the front yard. We walked them to our neighbor's driveway before we set off. It was a nice summer night, and I could tell by the look on my sister's face, she was happy to be away from the chaos of our home. We headed in the direction the truck had gone, looking both ways down each cross street of our neighborhood as we passed.
The neighborhood seemed to get increasingly sleepy with each passing street as it got later into the evening. Eventually, we hit the cul-de-sac at the end of our street. I was confused because there was nowhere the truck could have gone we couldn't see. "Sorry, Charlie. They must have turned around and headed out of the neighborhood when we argued about coming. Let's head home before Mom and Dad know we're gone. We can go to the ice cream shop tomorrow," my sister said as she turned her bike around. "Wait, no. I see it. It's parked right there in the driveway." I pointed towards it. While we were still in our neighborhood, we were at the far end of our street, in a part of the neighborhood we didn't venture too often, so we weren't familiar with any of the distant neighbors. "The ice cream man lives here?" I screamed with excitement. "No, Charlie, I think we would have seen the truck come and go before, but he's obviously not open." Regardless, I was still ecstatic at the idea of the ice cream man might live in our neighborhood. I agreed to head home. As we were riding past the truck, I noticed a light on inside it, and the silhouette of a man appeared in the window. "Cindy, look! Let's just ask nicely." Reluctantly, Cindy agreed. We put our bikes down on the curb and approached the ice cream truck. As we got closer, we could hear what sounded like a few people inside the truck. My sister knocked on the window. Everything inside became quiet. We waited for what felt like an hour when she knocked again. "Hey, I'm sorry to bother you, and I know you're probably just trying to pack up and get inside, but my little brother really wants ice cream." The ice cream truck window slowly slid open, and a pale, thin man with a greasy hair and mustache looked out at us. He sort of chuckled as he looked back at something or someone inside. "Okay, what can I get yous?" he said almost too coolly, but I barely noticed. I was so wrapped up in the excitement of my plan coming together. But I did notice that his shirt and face seemed to have glistening red splotches on them. Almost as if he could read my mind. "I spilled the cherry juice." My sister was either annoyed to still be out, nervous to be caught by her parents, or uncomfortable in the situation and began to bark the ice cream order. "Our parents asked us to get them waffle cones, each with one scoop of vanilla and chocolate. I'll take a waffle cone as well with two scoops of vanilla, and Charlie, a cone with two scoops of chocolate." My sister looked at the ice cream truck man and gestured with her finger, "Just one." "Okay, four cones, two with vanilla and chocolate, one with vanilla and one chocolate with just one scoop. Is that right?" "Yes, thank you. And sorry, but could you hurry? Our parents are expecting us home." "Yeah, of course. No worries. And hey, this one's on me, kids. Thanks for stopping by." We headed down the road, each with two cones in tow. My sister was riding faster home than she did on our way out. When we got home, our parents were upset that we snuck out, but they happily accepted our ice cream offering. I looked at my sister with a sort of smug grin in an attempt to say, "See, I told you the ice cream would work." My sister was reluctant to share the story of the strange man in the ice cream truck with our parents. I think for good reason, because she was worried they would be upset with her for putting us in such a dangerous situation. However, as the years passed and we started talking to our parents about it, they had a distinctly different recollection of this event. As stated earlier, I said a Google search could help provide some context to the story. My name is Charlie DeLuca, and I grew up in Newark, New Jersey, in the late 1970s, when the crime from the city of New York was spilling out left and right. When I was in high school, a mafia hitman was arrested, Richard Kliklinski. According to the news reports, him and his associates used to work out of an ice cream truck. My sister and I both saw the photos of the truck in one of Richard's associates. We both agree this was the man who gave us ice cream that night. My sister even went so far as to go to the police and make an official statement. But my parents contested that we did not develop the story until after the rumors of this hitman in the ice cream truck began to circulate, which happened years before Kliklinski was ever arrested. They believe this story simply weaved its way into our minds and that, in fact, an ice cream truck man did live in our neighborhood. I know what my sister and I saw, and she believed it enough to tell the police. I apologize that this story isn't paranormal, but I believe it is a story that highlights real-life dangers that touch on the darkest parts of humanity. Charlie. Thank you, Charlie, for sharing your story. There's no need to apologize for this story being not paranormal, because when I was going through it, it read somewhat as a modern-day folktale. And those stories and others like them are always welcome at our campfire. I must say that sounds like an incredibly close call. I am happy your sister acted the way she did, almost instinctively letting this man know that your parents were expecting them and rushing him along. In fact, I feel this behavior could have saved your life. Thank you to everyone who has been sharing the show. Each week we are greeted by many new campers, and I have you to thank for that. If you would like to support the show and get ad-free episodes, a shout-out, and more, check out patreon.com/doyouwantohearaghoststory. But at the end of the day, I'm just happy you're here. So please keep sharing this show with anyone you think might like these stories, or someone you are just trying to scare. And if you have a story, please send it to doyouwantohearaghoststory@gmail.com. And check out the show on TikTok and Instagram @wantohearaghoststory. Until next time.